This is the second of four units on the foundational skills for a quality counseling process. We'll cover some basic theory on affirming, describe it, and give some examples, and then we'll explore how you're going to include it more fully in your work. I know that some of you affirm people naturally in your life. It's part of your style. If you figure you do it pretty well already, I invite you to step back for a moment, as with all these skills, to search for what about affirming you could fit more into a professional manner of relating that supports the participants' process of change. For those of you who don't naturally affirm out loud now, listen carefully to see how it strengthens the behavior change process. Cheryl Richardson has said, "Behind every difficult person or situation is a blessing just waiting to be revealed." One of the overarching reasons to affirm is because it helps us recognize and accentuate the positive aspects in all of our participants, some of whom we find difficult to work with. It keeps us focused on the positive. This is only one function of affirming. It also helps build rapport. Clients like it. They're more apt to come back. It's a pleasant experience for them to come to the WIC office. They feel like you've noticed them. And it tends to grease the wheels of the relationship and the change process. You can also provide feedback to the client about the client's progress that is working. The concept of feedback is an important part of real permanent change. Affirming is a type of feedback designed specifically to target desired behaviors. We'll talk about which behaviors specifically to affirm in a slide coming up soon. When we affirm our clients, they feel more encouraged by you in a sustainable way. So affirming statements also work to move confidence to change forward. There are different types of affirmations. Here's some examples. Sometimes it's just showing appreciation, a genuine thank you. Often it's best if it's very small, short and sweet. We can remember that our words are powerful, so simply by saying thank you for coming in today, that can make a difference. We can appreciate what we know is difficult for our clients. When a client admits something that seems really important, we can acknowledge their effort and that this was a good idea and show that we value honesty. Anytime you have a suspicion that a client may have been a little reluctant to share something, a simple thank you is a long way. Also, when you know a client is reluctant or forced, you could acknowledge it by simply saying, "I know it wasn't easy for you to keep this appointment," or "I know this wasn't your idea." One time you might use affirmation that might not be strictly genuine on your part is, for example, when a grandparent or a spouse comes in and butts in an awful lot. You could affirm that person by saying, "Thank you for coming in today, and I can tell you care very much about your daughter and your grandson." And then you might add, "And right now what I'll do is meet with her alone for a few minutes. We'll call you back in soon." Or, "What I most need from you right now is to listen very carefully as I talk with your daughter." An important type of affirmation is when we affirm steps that the client is already taking and the efforts that they're making. We can acknowledge these steps and efforts and thereby highlight them and make them more likely. For example, "Let's see what you've done so far in this process of weaning him off the bottle. You've switched to offering him milk in a cup at mealtimes and bringing a cup rather than a bottle when you go out. You're someone who follows through." You can affirm ideas that they come up with. You may have heard that suggestion they come up with about sticking to regular meal and snack times, for example. It may be obvious to you. By affirming a suggestion that the client makes, you're encouraging more such thinking and suggestions. Simply saying, "That's a great idea," or "You're able to come up with creative ideas," encourages more of them. When someone is complaining a lot, Affirming the piece of it that you can relate to can be useful, even if it's just, I would find that hard too, having three kids under four. Reflecting a characteristic you have noticed with an added affirmation and thereby pointing it out to the client tends to increase their confidence. We'll talk more about this next. Here are some examples of reflecting back positive strengths or characteristics. Some are essentially reflections, but with a positive spin. This one of, you clearly want to do as much as you can for your health. Notice, you're simply reflecting something the person said, but it's got a twist to it. Or you might say, you're creative with ideas on how to handle situations. You would do that as soon as you notice the client doing a little problem solving. You can reflect something about their process. For example, when you sit down and think about it, you can come up with the best thing to do. This is a complex reflection that turns into an affirmation. There is an overlap between reflecting, which we'll be talking about in the next podcast, and affirming. Reflecting certain of our clients' statements has an affirming effect. You might reflect back to someone, you're someone who learns well from reading, or when you decide something, you really stick with it. These are pretty much reflections. If the client was not aware of that quality of theirs that aids their change process, then it's an affirmation. Let's talk about more specifically what to affirm. Research with both children and adults shows that the most effective thing to reinforce is efforts, not outcomes. For example, with kids, affirming time spent or how they prioritized schoolwork, as opposed to affirming grades themselves, which are outcomes. With adults, we can affirm how well they observe their own process that supports them to eat well, or we can affirm that they're looking up recipes or planning their children's meals ahead. If we affirm weight loss or gain, for example, this is an outcome, and that's a less effective affirmation. When you notice problem solving, for example, pause to affirm it. That was a good problem solving process you just did, or you came up with that answer yourself. When you notice any process that looks to you like it's supporting positive change, affirm. You might do it by labeling, essentially, that was creative, or you do know what you're doing. These can be particularly useful with young parents. Let's look at styles of affirming. Some people lap up affirmation and ask for more. Some don't need very much. You can even check it out with them. You can look at their face when you're making affirmations, and you may have a sense of whether that's a good idea with someone like this. If it's someone you're working with ongoing, you could ask for feedback on how are we doing? What is it that I do that helps? There are certainly cultural differences. You can go pretty far with many Americans. We're used to that kind of demonstrative way of talking. British, for example, and many Asians are more reserved, and subtle affirmations are often enough. You may want to notice how the best counselors in your clinic do their affirmations, what seems to work, and with which type of clients. When we affirm, we can get a little bit into cheerleading, sort of the, oh, you can do it, but I know you've done it before. That doesn't hold up very well. It's actually more effective to do simple, positive reflections of efforts and strengths, rather than this sort of cheerleading. Everyone has their own style with respect to affirming, so ask yourself, what do you already do that works? So winding up with another quote, perhaps once in 100 years a person may be ruined by excessive praise, but surely once every minute someone dies inside for lack of it. Here's an opportunity to practice finding times to affirm and forming affirmations. I will read a sample client monologue. When you hear an effort she has made or a strength she has, stop the recording. Clarify for yourself what the effort or strength was, and then form it into an affirmation. Then say it out loud. If you're listening to this as a group, you could play around with various wordings. Remember that affirmations often begin with you. I will give you samples at the end. First, see how you can do. Right now, notice the time on the podcast so you can get back to this if you want to go through the monologue and then come back. This is a mom who's ambivalent about breastfeeding her second child. I'm not really sure about this. My pediatrician says I really should breastfeed longer than the week I did with my first baby. She's a great doctor, and I mostly go along with what she says. I've read up on it and all the health benefits, but breastfeeding is such a hassle and just seemed to take so long, and I will have two little ones now. I mean, I know I can do it, and I have enough milk. I just don't think I can do it for longer. I want to get back to work for my bills as soon as I can. Some people are harping on it at church, too. It's a small church, and so we all help out. I'm there every week an hour early to help the pastor get ready, and sometimes he says I should breastfeed longer because it's natural. If you would like to hear it again, go back to where the monologue started and listen again, stopping to form an affirmation as soon as you hear an effort or strength. Some people find it useful to jot down the efforts or the strengths as they're listening, and then stop the recording and form some affirmations out loud. I'll give you some examples here. She knows that breastfeeding is a good idea, and she's even read up on it. So you could say, you're well informed about the benefits of breastfeeding. She has breastfed before, so that's a strength of hers. And she is aware that she can easily make enough milk. So how would we form an affirmation there? It could be as simple as, you know you're able to breastfeed. Or something like, so you are a breastfeeder. We could choose to affirm her strengths of being involved in her church and or that she's very conscientious about getting back to work. If we take the one about referring to her bills, we could say, you're someone who's very conscientious about getting back to work so you can pay your bills. Now that's not an affirmation that directly affects the breastfeeding. It is a way that we can affirm her generally as a person. Certainly one of her strengths is that she's connected to a community in her church. So we could simply say, you're someone who's very connected and has a lot of support. And you could add, you will be getting support from your pastor for breastfeeding. I'm sure there's some more that you have come up with. Those are just a few. Notice how relatively short they are. Here are some more ideas for practicing affirmation. Begin by observing affirmations that others use and notice the response. Collect your favorite types of affirmations. This is a perfect skill to practice with family members and friends. If you practice searching for things that your coworkers or children do well and affirm them, they will enjoy it and you will get useful practice.